Danielle?
I got 359, but I'm pushing record.
Okay. You're on.
Okay, so we're going to bring this meeting to order, 4 o'clock, Tuesday, October 9th, 2018. Can we get a call to order? We did that. Pledge of Allegiance. Bye. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I get an approval of the agenda as written?
Roll call.
Roll call, that's right, that's what I said.
Joe Spear?
Yep.
Roy Davis?
Here.
Richard Heath?
Here.
Ken Range?
Yes.
And Wesley Faricholi isn't here. Kathy Lindley Hall?
Here.
Okay.
Okay, now can I get a motion to approve the agenda as written?
I move to approve the agenda as written.
I second it.
Danielle?
Joe?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Okay, we're moving on to 4, old business. Harbor Sanitary is the topic. Kathy, you want to lead that?
Well, as you all have been informed, Harbor San wrote us a letter October 2nd, and they denied our offer to close the showers. And they extended us until today, October 9th, to respond to the original letter, which was dated
September 2nd.
No, that was the deadline. It was September. The original letter was September 12th. Correct. The original letter was September 12th. So, that's why we're here.
So, what I would ask the board to do today is ask Harbor Sanitary for an extension and discuss nothing else in this meeting other than ask for an extension today. And then at our next regular public meeting, we need to discuss the whole thing in a public meeting.
October 16th meeting, is that what you're suggesting?
That is what I'm suggesting, if the rest of the board would agree with that. Today, I would just recommend sending a letter or an email asking for an extension, and then in a regular October 16th meeting, yes.
What type of extension do you want?
I would like to see a 6-month extension.
That seems pretty long to me.
That seems too long to me, too, because it seems like we should need to know exactly what they want and get it done and get it over with, and that's it.
Right here.
That's
that
what
was
they
legal,
want.
September 15th. And today, that's what they asked. That's what Harbor Sanitary told Gary to order and install. And Kelly Beebe supposedly came to the port. How she knew they were installing them, I don't know, and told them that now they're not. And we don't know why.
How does this circumvent the problem of having to clean these out every day?
We were told to install a sand trap, and sand traps have to be cleaned.
Okay.
But that is what Kelly Beebe suggested to Gary Dillinger, that was to be installed. So I would.
Can we have a meeting with them, Roy? See, I just don't know what they want. I just want it done and over with.
I do too.
The port's already spent, what, I don't know how much, 70 grand or something?
Here's my go-to on that. In a letter, Harbor Sanitary described if we capped off the drains, that would create a health hazard.
Could.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Here's my just on that. When did Harbor Sanitary become a health district or health expert? I intend to have the county come down and tell me and this board and this port if closing the showers and capping those drains off That means that whole back section would not even be accessible. So there can't be no health hazard in the shower room. If that drain is clogged, capped, in the main bathroom, we simply wash the sand out the door to its natural habitat. Those drains are not designed to let solids down in them. If somebody poops in the floor and throws toilet paper in the floor, it's gonna be cleaned up with a broom and a dustpan. And then we're gonna scrub our floors like we normally do every day. So my question is, yeah, we could probably arrange a board meeting. I requested an email be sent to Kelly today for a copy of the minutes of that board-to-board meeting. Have we received that today yet?
I have not received a response.
There's no, and you sent that about 1 o'clock, 1:30?
Probably closer to 2.
Closer to 2.
Okay, but the email has been sent as
a
request.
It has been sent.
Okay. And Kathy, we sent that in response to, because we think in that particular meeting, that's when these drains were okayed.
That's my understanding with the notes that Gary took after the meeting. I haven't seen any minutes of the board-to-board meeting.
Correct. So if we think 6 months as a quorum is too long tonight, then what other suggestions of time frame would we like to ask?
I would ask for 60 days.
60 days.
And I would ask for 60 days based on this. So we need to visit with our engineer, and we need to discuss that further at the next meeting exactly where we're going. Right now, I feel like we're in a pretty untenable situation here where we're being expected to spend money on a bathroom we don't intend to keep, that we've already talked about removing. So putting in a bunch of money to put in a sand filter at this point, I think is not in the port's long-term best interest. If we had to spend $3,000 to put in a big tank or whatever the sand filters are, first of all, if we're gonna have to do that, just to keep the toilets open, and I don't know if there's a state park requirement. Have you?
Yeah, there are toilet requirements for our day camp, our tent area, our dry camp. Excuse me, I misspoke. And there's a 500-foot limitation. It can't exceed the 500-foot for the day campers. I did find out that we could, if I use other states as a guideline, we could change our RV park to where we could would only allow those vehicles and trailers that have toilet and showers available, because we still have existing hookups. Those are not out of compliance, as far as I know. We would have to put in, Travis calls them a blue room, for our employee at our RV manager. Because if we took the whole bathroom offline, there would not be a toilet available for our employee.
Okay. So we could lock that bathroom up and be done?
We would have to make separate requirements about the vehicles, trailers and RVs that would be allowed to stay with us. They'd have to have their own containment.
That's premature. I mean,
I agree.
that the research is good, but right now we need to ask for an extension and then have this discussion and look at the bigger picture on what the long term is going to be. 60 days may give us enough time to talk to the engineer and kind of get a feel for what the potentials are and what, you know, could happen.
Now, would we, when you say engineer, would we use a full-blown structural engineer, or would we be able to use Jack Akins?
I talk to Jack Akins and say, okay, here's the issue. It deals with the sanitation system, the sewer system. Are you comfortable and competent in doing that? If not, who would you recommend that we talk to about how to design one of those and where to put it?
And what little bit of research that I have done, Jack is an environmental engineer, which is a meshing of the two, and Mr. Gowers, who okayed the BC Fisheries, he's a civil engineer, and he, a civil engineer would be authorized to do that. So without having, because I have not talked to Jack about it yet, not in depth. I did a mention at the meeting when Ken made a motion to spend $1,000. I do have the impression that $1,000 isn't going to get us an engineer. I got that distinct impression from Jack. But again, I have not pursued any of that after the initial conversation with Jack.
Well, the reason I'd like to talk all this through is, I mean, if the idea is we're going to jackhammer up that floor, put something in the middle of that floor, ain't going to happen. As far as I'm concerned, we're going to tear that building down. If we put it outside someplace, then we're going to have to engineer it so that salt water can't run into it and can't contaminate the system and do all those kind of things. So there's quite a few things we're going to have to look at with somebody that's very knowledgeable about how to do that before we make a choice as to what to do. Okay. I mean, the worst case scenario is if we can't come up with a solution to this, I guess we have Harbor Sanitation dig it up and cap it.
I agree.
Well, let's start with a 60-day if we can.
Yeah. So we're going to, you want to make that motion?
Wait, ask Ken if he has any input.
Ken, do you have any input?
Well, the question I have over on the day camp side, is there any reason, well, first, I don't know how much usage we get in the wintertime of those sites, but if it would justify putting portable toilets over there to accommodate them and keep that income coming in, I think it's something we should investigate.
Absolutely, Ken. Absolutely. Maybe we can have Kathy.
Well, we do have the two-seater over there.
Yeah. By the day camp, we have a building that has a male and a female, two separate toilet facilities with sinks.
And the farthest one away is still less than 500 feet from it. I wanted to make sure I was using the same measurement. Don't want to screw up and use yards when I should be using feet. So what happens is for X amount of campers, you have to have so many toilet facilities. That's what I'm not sure about. If the worst that could happen was that the main one went offline. Mm-hmm. So I understand your point, Ken. Whatever we can do to keep revenue coming in, and then making a hard decision.
Right. We have to make a hard decision, we know that, but if we can also, if we lose the regular restrooms, if we can put porta potties in there and continue to function, it's an inconvenience to everybody, but at least we are still open for business.
Correct, Ken. Correct.
But other than that, well, that's my only input, assuming we're going to ask for an extension.
That is correct, Ken.
I'll make a motion. I move that we draft a letter to Harbor Sanitation asking for a 60-day extension. And at the end of 60 days, we will be prepared to present them with a plan, one way or the other. I mean, a plan of construction or a plan of abandonment, whichever we're going to end up having to do. And in that amount of time, we will be able to get clearly focused on what we're going to have to do and the alternative for bathrooms and that sort of thing. And we should be prepared then to do that.
I'll second that motion.
Daniel? Joe?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes. Okay, any, are there? I have no comment forms, so I guess the next thing is meeting adjourned. Good meeting. Yes.